Blog Talk Radio.
It makes you wonder.
Things to make you go, So you ready to get this night started?
Yeah, I am ready to get it started. What do you have for us tonight, lady? What do we have here now?
Huh. What does the words I love you mean?
Ooh. are we talking about I, L-O-V-E-Y, or you, or just I-L-Y, or love you?
No. I, L-O-V-E-Y-O-U.
Okay. Since this is Love Fantasy, with the diva, what? In a relationship. In a relationship, I love you means, wow, I'm into you. My heart tickles. I feel my hairs on my back standing up when I think of you. I love you. I love you.
My heart bleeds for you. Everything.
It's a beautiful feeling, I tell you. It is a beautiful feeling.
But what if you tell someone you love them and they don't tell you back?
Ouch. Red flag. Red flag.
But does that mean that they don't love you?
That does not mean that they don't love you, but that's in my experience, in my own words, that's, in my mind, that's a red flag.
Most definitely.
Pay attention to that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that one.
Well, communicate about it.
Right. That's what the main important part is. The communication, trust, just love me for who I am. don't play with me.
Uh-huh.
If you don't love me, you know, but I can't say, I'm not going to say that. Because if you're telling that person constantly you love them, but you don't get that feedback in return, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Yes.
It's most definitely a problem.
And you don't want more problems / red flags building up.
Right.
It's going to create a landslide.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. You know. So with that being said, we're going to open up the phone lines. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to get on the line with the Deep Squad, or just hold the line. So, that you know, that's a powerful four-letter word.
Yes.
You know, it takes me back to the song I think Stevie Wonder made. These three words, sweet and simple.
Good. Ooh.
Yes.
Short and kind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of people just use that word, you know, and don't even mean it. I don't play with it.
Right.
You know,
right.
If I love you, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
If I like you, I like you.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I'm not going to go around telling everybody, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's not even as simple.
Right.
You know.
Well, we have our first caller on the line.
Oh, really?
Yes. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Miss Angie, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Angie. I'm, like I said, I'm not going to complain. Not at all.
Did you hear our topic for tonight, lady?
I did. That's a deep topic. Very deep. Good pick. You know I enjoy good conversation and great debate.
Yes.
And hopefully tonight you guys can get views from both male and female, you know.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Shout out
yes.
to Big Homie. Where Big Homie at? I want him on here to see what he got to say, too.
As long as he leaves his profanity behind.
Oh, I know that's right. His little potty mouth. He got a potty
yes.
mouth.
Yes.
But
what's your intake on it, Angie?
To me, I love you means that I have your back no matter what situation is. If it's there
mm-hmm.
just to listen, I'm here without judgment. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? And
uh-huh.
also, here, also being able to tell me the truth about me, tell that person the truth about anything. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So, because, like you said, you can't use that word lightly. You can't say I love you because you... Just because you want to secure a position, you know
right.
what I'm saying? There's a lot that comes along because you don't want
yeah.
nobody else to be dealing with it. Like, oh, let me tell her I love her, that'll keep her around. Or
right.
hey,
right.
keep her around or whatever.
Right.
Because then the feelings get involved. There's a lot of other things that get involved where people get hurt.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
And that's dangerous. So,
yes, very.
Very.
And that's my thing to make sure. All right, I'm going to make sure you're feeling well, even if you can't do anything about it. Just being concerned and considerate.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, mm-hmm. if you tell someone you love them and they don't say it back, does that mean they don't love you?
No, not necessarily. There's a few things that go along with that. One is. If you're telling that person you love them, that's how you feel, regardless of how they feel back. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So
right.
you're saying that because you want, that's what you want to do. So as when you do your part, then the ball is in their court now. So
right.
And number two, a lot of people have problems with communicating that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Communicating their real feelings, being what is this fear? It's like a resistance, afraid of being hurt. So they'd rather not say,
right.
like, oh, I'm not going to set myself up to say that I love you back when, you know. So it's a few things that actually go along with that, not saying
mm.
it back. I mean, after a while, though, you again, I'm not going to keep telling you that I love you and
mm-hmm.
there's no reciprocation. So,
right.
you know.
And you acting like I'm not on the log.
Yeah,
right.
At some point you'd be like, all right, I do love you, but now I got to love you from a distance because I'm not feeling the love back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be in love with somebody, you actually do have to like them. I can love
right.
you and not like you, but if I love you and like you, that means we're in love.
mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that too. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and love is deep. Love gets deep. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Don't it?
It can blind you, it can uplift you, it can give you a lot, it can also take away. So
right.
even though love is supposed to be is a grand thing that's supposed to actually make you happy, it doesn't work like that all the time.
That's true. That's
right.
true.
Right.
Great points, Angie, you know.
Yes.
But like I said before, a lot of people misuse the word I love you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, that's just going back to what you were saying. You know, don't use it loosely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like you say, don't use it just because you think that it's going to make me stick around.
Right.
Because after
right.
a while, if you're not showing it, it's no need in you saying it.
Absolutely.
Keep it to yourself.
Yep. Great point.
Yeah.
You have to show. You actually have to show that now.
Thank you. A lot of people
have a misconception of what love is. People really don't
right.
know what love is. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, oh, I think I'm in love, or oh, I love, or you could love one thing about this person and think that is love. Like, no, you're
mm-hmm.
satisfying yourself on that aspect. That
right,
is satisfying
right.
you.
So right.
it's, you know, you have to be on the same page.
The same accord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That are indifferent. So
you're right. So, I don't know. Like I said, the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646 800-200-3838. Press that 1 to get on the air with Rachel, myself, and Angie is on here with us. Or just hold the line. But, Divas, I want you, Divas, to hold the line. We're going to go to our first song. We'll be right back.
Ain't that wrong with it?
Love and affection.
All right, all right. Different.
Jesus, I'm going to have to call back because I have something to do real quick. I'll call back.
Okay. That's fine.
Nice.
Yeah, that was... I liked that one.
It was definitely different.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh-wee. But back to our little topic there. that word love. Things to make you go,
Yes, ma'am.
But it's all good, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you really just think about it, you know, like you said, love is a strong word, even though it's just a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep, but mean it when you say it. You know, don't love me for the moment. Love me until, you know? Because, see, when you leave me, don't go and tell somebody else you love them.
Right. And don't be telling somebody that you love them at the same time you're telling me that you love
me.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
Okay, the song, Trying to Love Too, it ain't easy to do. And what you do in the dark nine times out of ten, it's definitely going to come to light.
Exactly.
It's definitely going to come to light, so leave it alone, you know, really, seriously, just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even get into it, you know.
Exactly.
If you ain't about it, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the phone lines are open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Make sure you press the 1 to get on the line with Rachel and myself. Oh, but anywho, Diva, I don't know.
Love, what is love? What is love? A four-letter word.
Right. Well, that's all it is to some people.
Yeah.
You know, some people will never get past it just being that four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
some people don't know how to love.
That is so true.
They're just cold-hearted, whether they've been hurt in the past or not. They just don't know how to love. They don't know how to show affection. How about those people out there that don't even, that they can have sex, but they don't know how to make love?
Wow. That's definitely a good one right there.
Yeah.
I got to give you credit for that one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because...
you know what? Like, I think women... I don't know what's wrong with the applause button tonight, but I heard a couple of good comments that needed applause tonight. I think the applause button is some popped off the computer or something, girl.
Yeah. All right, the employees...
So yeah, but let me get into it. Yeah, let me get into it. A relationship that we were both quote unquote in love and affectionate and kept it spicy, but I think this person just had a block, a mental block or a physical block, something within, because
this person
couldn't make love passionately, you know, it just had to just bang, 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 bang. No, wait, aren't we in
love?
Wow. You know?
Yeah, that's a turnoff to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different if, you know, you're just humping around.
All right, if we're just humping around, let's get it in. Let's do it.
Right.
You know, we...
but also, even if we're just humping around, we could chill for a minute.
Right, slow down.
You know.
Slow down.
Because it's a But I mean, that is so. Ooh, that's a fact and a half right there.
Yes. Yes. And what about the body language? What about the body language? Since we're talking about love, and I think I've brought this up, during another topic. But the body language, if you're going to communicate with me with your face turned the other way or your back turned,
tell me about it.
What is the problem?
Right. I mean, you're not even man enough to look at me and talk to me.
Exactly.
That's why I don't like doing. I like closure, but I like it in person.
I
like closure in person.
Mhm.
You know. You could be doing one thing, but if I'm talking to you over the phone about a situation,
mhm.
You know, you could be doing look into another world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't know, even though I could tell by the tone,
right?
You know what's going on, but I would, uh-huh. You know, I'm not gonna know what your facial expression is.
Exactly.
I'm with you on that. Show me.
Some people are better expressing their feelings over the phone or over a text.
Or through text.
Let's get a Don's point of view. Welcome to DQ Palace Love Fantasy. This is Diva Squad. Mike, are you there?
All right now.
Mike. Oh, look. He gets the hand clap. He gets the hand clap. Wow. They pop the button.
Up, man.
The button is working now. Hello, Mike.
What, the button wasn't working before?
No. It don't seem like it was.
I don't know.
It was some good points,
mate. I don't have control of that, so I don't know.
So how are you tonight, Mike?
I'm good. What's going on, ladies? What's the topic? What's going down? Put it on me.
Well, let's do it, dear. What does the words "I love you" mean?
Oh, damn. I love you actually means a lot, because those is three strong words. I love you means unconditional love. I'm there for you whenever you need me. I'm your queen. You my knight in shining armor. Treat me like you want me to treat you, you know. Have respect for me, you know.
Right.
Wow.
It could mean a lot. That's something that could really mean a lot. Especially because that's something you can't really play with when you tell somebody.
That's true. That's exactly what we've been saying.
Because those three words could get you happy, and they could make you sad.
Yes.
They could make it worth your while, or they could get you killed.
Get that hair split open to the white meat, right?
Bust right open. God, some people take that to the extreme, you know, and they tell you they love you, and you're playing with their feelings.
There you go. Yeah. Because it could cause, you know, some people are not emotionally strong enough to deal with that.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, because you start telling, oh, I love you, baby. But then you don't show it. That's why I said, don't tell me if you can't show it and express it to me too.
Right.
I need to be shown that that you love me. You know.
Exactly.
And yes, there's different types of love, because I'm not gonna love my children like I love my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know. As was brought up before, I'm not gonna love an animal more than I love my man or my children.
Mm-hmm.
But I can love that animal. As far as that's concerned, you know, back in the day, I used to love to party. You know?
What happened? But, you stopped partying the love?
Yeah. Look. When you get to a certain age, it's time to say, you know what? I'm done.
Right. And when you get to a certain age, it's time to just grow up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I just
right
throw
there.
My
you
part in right here.
Yeah.
You know? But the other part, Mike, is if you tell someone you love them and they don't say it back, does it mean they don't love you?
If they don't say it back?
Yeah.
I want to say it don't mean they don't love you. No, it depends how it goes in that situation. If you've been with this person for so many years and you tell them you love them and they don't say it back, it's possible they couldn't hear you. But if you talk about somebody that's like, you feel like, oh, I love you, y'all give an eye to eye contact.
Couldn't
hear you.
Couldn't hear you.
I'm saying, that don't mean you.
Okay, because you're like 80 something years old. Okay, 80 something years old, right?
But let's say if you look at eye to eye and if the person be like, well, I love you. You tell a person you're looking eye to eye and they be like, I love you. And they just look at you. I mean, that's a hurtful feeling because it's like, you know, does this person really love me or are they just playing with my emotions?
A
person could be just scared at that point.
True.
Because
okay.
They know how powerful those words is. And they don't want to tell you that because that's not what they feel at that moment.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
you just touched the point with me. You said that if that person was looking you in your eyes. Now, I had a question. What if the person doesn't even have good body language? The person can't even face you, can't even look you in the eyes and even talk to you. They talk with their back turned or looking in the other direction or talking at you. They can't really talk to you. Does that mean that they don't love you?
That means hasta la vista, baby.
Kickbox and be gone, boo-boo.
Yeah.
They doing all that, and it's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even in a sarcastic thing, you say, I love you. I know. No, you don't. You know, since you want to know, no, you don't. Kick rocks
wow.
and be gone, like you said. I'll stop a pizza,
mm-hmm.
baby.
That's
see,
that's
you wouldn't
want to
be. Yeah, but you know, like we all have said, showing your love versus just saying I love you, it means a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. Oh,
I do. I love you all.
Oh,
I love you all. And I'm not just saying it.
Too. See, I love the people. Wow.
Thank you, Mike.
I love the Divas Squad.
Wow.
And the Divas Squad loves you. You are one of our faithful callers. Thanks, Mike.
Mike and Rachel, I want you guys to hold the line. We're going to go to another song. And we'll be right back.
Ready? Usher say no, but I can make you sing like Mariah. If they ask you, do I dance like Chris? Tell them no, but as much loving as we do, I can start a fire. Hey, bring the water, we sweating out the sheets. Shawty, bring that body back to me. Shawty, round after round, it's going down. Call me, I'll lead the way, I'll knock your ass out. I'm all up on you like a monster. I'm all up on you like shorty, what's up? I'm all up on you like a white tee on a bus. You hear me, shorty, put your hands up.
Like every day, if I invite you to my house, it ain't just to say hi. It's like I took candy from a baby, the way you cry. You fine, you sigh. Never had nobody put it on your head like that. I stood for the throne and I bring it right back. And that's what you want and I know you like that. She's at my house, what you think about that? I love your girl, I love your girl.
She's screaming, fuck that nigga.
And when they ask for me,
Divas, the phone lines are open, they're on fire. The number to call is 646-238-38. Press the 1 to get on the air and to discuss this topic with the three of us, or just sit back and listen to it on your PC. So, I can't quit thinking about that song. First time I heard that one, though.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I really liked it.
Well,
Mike, you heard it before?
Yeah. I did a couple of moves off that joint.
Oh. Did you put it down?
I put it down. I'm gonna roll over her like a monster truck.
He said like a monster truck. Alrighty then.
Like a monster truck.
Well, alrighty then. You go ahead with your bad
a
self.
Mike's making up his own rap.
So you had to put it down.
That's actually how the song goes, Chief.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all up on you like a monster truck. I'm all up on you
like
Shorty, what's up? I'm all up on you like a white cheat and a dog.
You'd have heard it and put it down real good again.
I make you scream like Mariah.
But see, that was that love you were showing, Mike. You were showing love when you put it down, I'm sure.
I was showing love and affection and all of the above.
Well, Mike, when Angie was on, she said, she made a good point. She said, if I like you and I love you, then I'm in love with you. Would you agree with that?
No. Because you like a person and you love a person, you gotta be in love with them.
If you're a couple and you like and you love the same, because there are couples that are out there that they don't like each other, but they love each other. So
I find that hard to believe, because to like somebody you have to love. I mean, to love somebody you have to like them.
True.
You can't sit there and say, well, I love this person. Maybe like, okay, well, you love this person, you like them. Nah, no, I don't like them. I mean, you don't like them, but you love them.
Well, that's what I said earlier.
Uh-huh.
You know, you love some people. I love some people and I like some people.
Uh-huh.
You know. I try not to use that word hate, though. But I do love some people, but I dislike some people, too. I dislike their ways. Put it that way.
Right.
I definitely dislike their ways. You know. That makes sense, though, Mike.
Yeah, because I don't know nobody that you could love and don't like and be in love with them. I never heard of that. I'm sorry.
I think that you can love someone and not like them, so therefore you're not in love with them. I think to be in love, I think you have to like that person and love that person at the same time.
Right.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you got to like them in order to love them.
Yeah.
You got to start out liking the person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't like them, you know, yeah, you got some people might say, well, I fell in love with them that very day. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not working.
Yeah.
So.
I say like Jay-Z, either love me or leave me alone.
We do have another Don's opinion. We have Steph on the line. Steph, are you there? Steph?
Oh, man, don't. Who said nigga love him and don't like him? All that dumb ass thing like that. Who said that?
Nobody.
Who said that?
What part?
The part where you can love him, but you don't like him.
Yeah. I ain't never heard no. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh, my
man,
God. I
somebody. Somebody hang up on them right now. Even if they're a host, hang up on them. Man, how can I love somebody but don't like them? I gotta like you,
exactly.
To love you.
Exactly. You gotta.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, I'm saying this ain't a public school 1+1 is 2. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I ain't never heard of nothing like that before in my life. Oh, I love you, but I don't like you.
Yes, if I don't like you, I ain't gonna love you.
I'm gonna marry you, but we ain't gonna get the papers. So I'm gonna marry you, but I ain't never give you a ring. No.
I love the way you cook that food, but I like the way it tastes. What the hell? I mean, no shit.
Exactly. Come on. I ain't never heard of nothing like that before in my damn life.
Oh, man.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, I love you, but I don't want to like you to love you. I love you all the time, person, but I don't want to love you. You know, love you. Not like,
uh-huh.
I love you. Just love you.
With Dallas.
Yes, baby, yes.
How are you?
I'm great. I don't know what the topic is tonight. I don't know nothing. All
and
I heard was that thing
the
right there.
And say that was enough, huh?
That was enough.
Well,
I was trying to wait out to see what the topic was. As long as I heard that, I said, man, I just pressed one.
Yes. Well, the topic is what does the words I love you mean?
What does the word I love you mean?
The word, yes, I love you.
It can be different meanings the way you say it. Like I can love you, I can be in love with you, I can love what you do. You know what I'm saying? Love is a big word. It's a small word, but it has big meaning.
Yes, true.
You know what I'm saying? So. Love to me means you my all, unconditional. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I love my car, but it's not like the same color as my family and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But it has, each situation has its own meaning. Now,
right.
You're talking about relationship wise, and love means, you know, what I got is what you got. What you got is what I got. Like, we're one. You know what I'm saying? That's what love means to me.
Right. Okay. If you are constantly telling someone you love them and they don't tell you back, does it mean they don't love you?
Yeah. What, you don't? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, I agree with you.
Sooner or later, I'm going to stop saying I love you in a minute.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
If I'm the only one that's saying it, and you're not saying it, so it's not got to come to you and say, good morning, baby, I love you, and you're like, good morning, and that's it. Well, sooner or later, I'm going to stop saying it, and then my love ain't going to be there no more.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, something's going on. Something ain't right. Something's kind of wrong here. What the hell's going on?
Right.
Somebody done changed or something, or Jody done stepped on the scene or something. You don't want Jody to step on the scene.
We know something is not right.
Yeah, 100%. There's no way I can say I love you and we're in love with each other, and I'm the only one that's saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, not a mind reader, and especially if your actions don't say I love you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Your actions got to say it as well.
Yes, we were talking about body language also.
I can say I love you all day long, but I can do everything opposite of love towards you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm confident.
Right. Right.
I agree with you 100% on that one, you know, because. Whew.
Wow.
But if you're going to sit there and just continuously let that person, you know, just keep ignoring you to that fact, then, you know, you got some issues.
Exactly.
Of course. Of course. You look at that person like, man, what the hell am I, what am I doing over here?
I mean, why am I even in this relationship? It's not a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's only one person, one side loving, no, that's not a relationship.
Right.
That's
right.
Not
yeah.
a relationship. You know, I that ain't nothing. But you
that
being available when 50, I need 50, you.
Not 60, 40, 70, 30, 80, 20, 90, 10, that ain't none of that.
50, 50. 50. Let's do 50-50 or nothing. So, yeah, I agree with you. 100%.
Unless you're dating me, then it's 70-30, right down the middle.
What?
I like that. Oh, that's some fly stuff right there, homie.
I said it. I called it right from the rip. That's why I said, what?
70-30 right down the middle.
40.
That ain't even new.
Oh God.
No. See, now you want to go 70-30. Why don't you just do 100? And I do nuts.
Okay, yeah, you do the 100, I do nothing. That's how we're going to do that then, right?
No. That ain't going to work.
Well,
ladies,
why don't you two? While you two are figuring out, while y'all figuring out whether it's 70-50 or 50-40-30, we have Kia on the line. Kia, please join in.
Hey, Kia.
Hey, hang up on her, man. Hang up on her. Who that? Kia?
Oh,
oh
Lord.
I'm sorry.
What's
hey.
Up, Kia?
Oh, God.
Yes,
oh my.
That's Kia, hollering diva.
Hey kid, this is your bookie, Steph, baby.
Your bookie.
Shut up.
Not the bookie.
Shut up, Steph. Right now. Shut up. You know why I'm telling him to shut up. You know exactly why I'm telling him to shut up. Shut up, because he's going to get his eyes clawed out of his head.
You got to get some dotted eyes.
He knows why.
I'm telling you, Kia, you're my baby.
Yeah, right. So you got some woman packed up in a bag, talk about some 59 cent a pound.
What happened?
I saw that picture, I was like, oh, my God, it's beat up. Oh, my God. 59 cents, like we 69 cents a pound wrapped up.
Yeah, 69 cents a pound.
Shut up, Steph. Shut
Kia,
up,
did
Steph.
You hear the topic for the night?
No, please give it to me.
What does the words I love you mean?
Who is it coming from, the guy or, you know?
Hey,
I mean,
the woman just answer the question. This is a diva show, kid. It ain't coming from no man.
It depends. He got to. It depends on how he's saying it. Is he saying it? It's the tone of how he's saying it. He could say, I love you. You're like, what? Why you say it that way?
Oh,
I love you, Kia. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, I love you too. You know, it depends. So this is the thing, you're going to say, I love you back. So you get, I love you. You're like, what? Why you say it that way? If you say, sincerely, I love you too.
Okay. Oh, so no. Actually, like, the definition of what's your definition of I love you?
That
you're
in love, that you love that person unconditionally. That's what I love you is, unconditionally love.
Okay.
You love them with all their flaws.
That's a good point right there.
You love them with their flaws, and men have flaws.
Oh, boy, here we go.
There
we go.
Men have a lot
here
of flaws.
Go.
But you love them, you love their humanity.
Okay. If
we
you're
got flaws, too.
What?
You heard
me. I think he said women got flaws, too.
Well, our flaws, you know what, we know how to handle our flaws, and we don't have a lot of flaws, like the gods have flaws.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's got savage flaws.
What's flaws? What are you talking about, lady?
That's a different time. Mike, I'm not even trying to fight with you today. I'm already sure. After I just heard Steph on his line, I'm already seeing I could claw Steph's eyes out.
What flaws you talk about?
Next question,
game. Don't be ashamed.
Next question. Is there another question, Jay? You were saying?
Yeah, you ain't answer the first one.
I did answer the first one. Go ahead, Jay. He's going to argue with him and fight and talk about how nonsense everything come out of his mouth is nonsense, but it's still nonsense itself. I haven't even said that in a long time, Mike.
Okay.
I've been watching you before.
Okay, you too. If you're constantly telling someone that you love them and they don't say it back, does it mean they don't love you?
But why
would you mean? That's a simple answer.
No, but I'm only speaking with Kia. I'm not gonna constantly tell you I love you. You can say nothing back. I'm constantly gonna leave and walk away from you. I'm gonna constantly say I love you. I'm gonna say I love you three times. You don't say I love you back, then I'm not dealing. You know, I guess that's just me.
We kind
of stuck. I'm just gonna keep it. See, I'm not going to just say I love you, and everyone, I'm going to say I love you for, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to say I love you, and don't hear nothing without me by the door. I love you
on
Tuesday, and I love you the next day, Wednesday, and he only say I love you back.
I mean, a person saying I love you every day, though.
Well, I'm just saying, he says he doesn't say it back.
Right.
He doesn't say it back. So what would he say? He's saying I love you, and I love you. See, I'm not going to keep saying I love you, I love you. No, not me. Oh, I don't waste time like that, Mike. I'm a little totally different. It's just because, you know, that generation, you know, we just don't. I'm not just saying I love you. That's wasted energy, Mike.
That's understandable, but you got some people that, I think it depends on how that situation is. You understand?
Why be in that situation, Mike? Why be in that situation?
All right, if you quit asking me 1,000 times, I'll be done. Now, you got.
You know what?
You got people that be in that like a situation where, all right, you got some people that they tell you they love you. You know, some of them could be afraid. If they're looking at you eye to eye, I don't think that they're not saying they don't love you. You understand? But, like, let's say, for instance, a person saying they love you. You're telling a person you love them, they're looking at you eye to eye. And they don't respond, but you could see that they love you. They're just scared. You understand? Some people actually scared to mention that 4-3 word. Playing it simple. Some people was really scared to mention that word.
Well, Mike, if you've been with them in a relationship, how can they be scared? I'm not saying you to be scared.
You got some people, that's where the situation comes. It depends on how long that relationship is. You can't be with somebody 6 months or like 3 months and be like, I love you.
I know that, Mike. I'm talking about you've been, I mean, at least a year, 2 years, and he's still scared to say I love you. So you're telling me...
If you got a year, then yeah, you got a problem. If they're not saying I love you back.
I don't be telling nobody I love you up in those 6 months. Not me at 6 months. Not 6 months. I won't be telling nobody.
What's wrong with that? If you got two people that's love at first sight, you know how to love at first sight?
Oh my goodness.
You don't believe in love at first sight?
I don't believe in that.
So you don't believe in love at first sight?
I'm not saying I believe in it. I just say I won't be saying on the first date, oh, I love you.
Not on the first date. That's been together like 3 months. That's really like into each other, you know. And it's a love at first sight thing. You understand?
I'm to the point is a month, 3 months, 6 months. However, you know, I'm not gonna sit up here and say, you know, I love him, and I know I don't love him. Just to be safe, because he said it back to me. I'm not gonna say, you know how you get caught up where, like, I would use the show that to see Steve Harvey when he said he accidentally said I love you, and then he like caught himself and he looked. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say automatically because he said I love you. I'm gonna say it back because I may not be in love with him. But am I wrong? Will he think of less of me now?
Yeah, that person would because they spread and they still instill you. So they could take it as, you know, that's what I mean. Some people could take it as, all right, well, maybe they just nervous. You know, like you said, he was getting ready to say it, but he didn't say it. So maybe they were just nervous.
He said it, but she caught off guard. But he, you know how he didn't mean to say it. He said it because she was talking about
the book, the ticket that she had showed her, his label. He did a record, an album, and she let her uncle see it. He was like, "Oh, I love you." You know, I guess he spoiled himself. Like, "Oh my God, no, I didn't say that." But really, he was thanking her, like loving her because she had let her uncle listen to the CD.
This is what the Steve Harvey show you talking about?
Huh?
This was the Steve Harvey show you talking about?
No, it was a Steve Harvey book. I can't think of the book. You know, the book that he just did the movie with. Think like a lady, like, you know, that movie right there. And when the guy that was dating, what's her name? He accidentally, well, she said, "I showed my uncle your CD," and he liked it. He went, whatever. He said, "Oh my God, I love you." And it, like, he looked at himself like, "Oh my God, no, I didn't say that." And she got all excited.
Hold that thought, because we're going to come back and do the Diva Squad. Everybody hold that thought. Stay on the line. We're going to go to another song. Hold on. We'll be right back.
That's not what I'm talking about. You're going to rock me out?
Must not have been paying attention. I stepped right on in, didn't even notice how deep I was. I went from the ground to the top of the cloud. And now as I look down, I see where I
confident.
She says she's completely confident.
Yes.
How?
Yes. Even my skin is that pain.
That song would never, ever go old.
Yeah.
They got some nice
things
in here.
Who is
going to
have another conversation?
I don't know, but they're truly in deep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course it's Kia. You know what, Mike?
She
gets deep in those combos.
What? I didn't even know what to do. No, what?
She play no games when she on that other line. It's serious.
Mike, I'm tired. My allergies are acting up all
Mike
day today.
Not tonight.
I'm trying to behave, but my allergies
Mike,
are acting up.
Mike, be nice.
My
Kia and Mike, no, not tonight.
He is not me. It's when he's saying something. I'm not
we're
saying
talking about
nothing.
Love.
Love one another.
Mike, you about to have love all over you, right?
Oh, yes, I is.
I'm trying to get to, all right, in our feed, in the GQ Palace feed, our exec posted the definition, a few definitions of love. And one of them is feel tender affection for somebody. To feel tender affection for somebody, such as a close relative or a friend or something, such as a place or an idea or an animal. Feel desire for somebody, to feel romantic and sexual desire and loving and longing for somebody. Like something very much, to like something or like doing something very much. Some synonyms of love is affection, adoration, friendship, tenderness, feeling, fondness, devotion, passion, adore, amity. And I'm going to read this other definition.
They wrote a novel.
Profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. A feel of warm personal attachment or deep affection, as for a parent, child, friend. I love you, the three hardest words to say in the English language. When done properly, side effects include a seeming absence of your stomach, silence even. A side effect of love is that feeling you get in your stomach, you miss that person, when your hair stands up on your back, when you think of that person, that tickle. That's a side effect of
love. Go ahead, Diva.
Woo!
Ow!
Mm-mm.
Ow!
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's a beautiful,
that's
beautiful
deep
feeling.
Love.
Yes. Yes. I'm
Mike,
in love.
What you over there talking about?
He got that blank stare like, oh, dude. He got that blank stare.
Right.
He's stunned. Hit him so hard, he don't know what hit him.
Exactly. But Dons and Divas, to get in on this topic and to get on the air, the number to call is 646-238-38. Press the 1 to get on the air. You got to press the 1. Don't be scared. Promise
exactly.
You, Rachel nor myself will not fight you. We will not
we
harm
fight.
You.
We don't fight. We do
but,
not fight.
Those definitions were like definitely on point.
Yeah.
You know, which we
definitely.
Touched on them earlier.
Uh huh.
But wow. That's what's up.
Yeah, we need to give our switchboard operator slash
a applause for that.
Yes, Ms. Lavina needs a. Where's the applause button?
Somebody give me a flippy. Okay, is Mike and Kia still with us in Dallas?
We scared him with the definition.
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Lord, there he is. Oh, but Kia must have ran.
Yeah, you know how she feel about Mike. You know Mike is real with head when he say what he got.
Oh, please. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't ever get ahead of yourself. Don't. Don't get too far out there.
Don't you know what it is about Big Mike?
Lord have mercy.
I'm a true, one thing about me, Mike, I'm a true Aquarius. I'm direct.
So
and I'm not easy
and fresh.
Yeah, one thing about Aquarius, woman.
He said what he said.
Oh, he's having himself a good time tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have one by himself because I'm not even going to get in it.
He'd have put it down. Now he got love all over him. What's
oh,
next?
God.
He's singing too?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mike'd have had it all the way tonight.
Yeah.
I'm saying, don't be a hater, be a participator. Don't hate on me.
Oh, I don't believe in hating. I ain't got to worry about me hating, Mike. Do you?
Excuse me, Miss College graduate.
No, I'm just saying they don't need to be hating to you. We can't be all jealous because you're doing you. You gotta do you. Right, Sally? Do you.
Anyway, what's the topic, lady?
I already said the topic.
What's those words mean?
I like to stay on the topic of the first topic that they request, so I'm listening to find out. You understand?
Feel free.
No, don't make me jump through this phone.
What?
He's fired up. If y'all lose me for a bit, we have a bad thunderstorm that's coming right over where I am right now. So if y'all lose me, it's only going to be temporarily.
Okay, I'm still here.
Trying to run out now? Trying to
play
a storm. We had a storm out here. Our storm started an hour ago, and we still here. Ooh.
Oh, now
you know what?
It's hitting me.
You know what? I just heard the thunder here.
Thank you. Okay, see, it's just hitting me.
So wait a minute, Mike. If Rachel and myself get cut off, can you help the Diva Squad out?
I'm in the building.
That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for calling. Press one. Let's get it going.
Like they said, they lies is on fire. Don't be scared. Press the one button. He was starting in the building. We doing it big, baby. Let's make it happen, Captain.
One week we get like 13, 16 people calling in, and then we get so many people calling in, like 30-something, 40-something people, but 1 week we'll get, you know, like 16 people that press one, and then 1 week we'll get like 2 or 3 that press one. But I see y'all. We see y'all. I'm watching y'all. Press one, all them green little dots that's listening. I see all those green little dots.
Shout them out.
I'm about to call them out.
Get them, Diva. Get them, Diva.
Press one. Don't make me start giving names. I see y'all.
Shout out.
Because all we gonna do is love you. That's
exactly.
All we wanna do.
Exactly.
Well,
we
maybe
love
not
you.
Love you. We gonna like you though. We will like you. as Mike said, the number to call is what, Mike?
Oh, I didn't say nothing. What you trying to say? I sound like a female.
That was me.
646-200-3838. Press that one.
I'm saying, you know, they get scared when they hear Mike in the building.
Oh, I think that's what it is, Mike. I really
hear Mike in the building, they get all nervous.
Yeah.
Get all nervous and shy. They get nervous and shy. Oh, Lord, Mike in the building now.
See, please don't agree with him. That is not what it is.
Like Mike is back in the building. Oh, Lord.
That's not what it is. I see you feeling a whole lot better. Wow.
Mike is in the building.
Oh, wow.
So, you feeling better, and this allergy got me down.
Oh, allergy got you down?
This pollen count was high this morning. I'm so
tired. You know
tired.
What you do? I'll tell you what you do. Go on your head, like, you need to put your head on your bed and stand upside down for like 2 hours.
You know what? Oh, Lord. I wouldn't accept your advice if you were to get rid of a silver platter.
You know what? You do hold a line because I don't know about these two. Honestly, I really,
you gotta
really don't.
In my head. Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to help you out. That
no, you wasn't.
Mike and Kia.
No, you wasn't.
Uh-oh. Mike and Kia.
Yeah.
That was him, because you know why I'm going to be quiet.
No, I want you two to hold the line, right?
Okay.
Because we're going to go to another song, and you two calm down by then. Hold the line. We'll be right back.
I need a cigarette, cause you be off and then we on again. I just don't get it, don't know why we do this, why we do this one. One day we be in a Cadillac, I be riding with my ceiling back. One day I be breaking all your windows, keying up your door. Don't know how you do, do it, what you do. But baby, ooh, you do it so good. And yeah, we break up, I break all your stuff. That's just how we love, we keep it so. How you make me
Is everyone still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I told you I ain't going nowhere.
Oh. Well, we're so happy that you're not Mike.
What?
We're happy that you're not going anywhere. Did I say something wrong?
I thought you were saying I might, like y'all was going to try to cut me off the line or something.
No. We would not do that. We would not do that to you at all.
Listen, I got that new technology voice finder.
What?
Voice finder.
Huh?
I know everybody address that talks because it comes through their voice and you know their address and stuff links up on it. Y'all don't know about that new thing?
What is it called? Wait a minute.
Or the voice
finder.
Hold on.
Voice what?
What is a love finder?
Voice.
Voice finder, right? I don't know what he's talking about.
I heard a couple of y'all sounded nervous just now. Oh my God, a voice finder. What is that? Lord, oh my God. Why am I talking without voices? Sound like everybody don't got nervous.
Listen, I had to stop and think about that. I was getting ready to go Google it.
I'm on Google. I got it.
I'm serious. You know, because you can Google up, hey, we going to Google up some love in a minute.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the app. I could download that app. Let me find a voice. Okay, I got it.
As much technology as it is, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm looking for it in my app.
Wow. Diva. Okay. What's love got to do with it? Does love have anything to do with that? You looking up that app?
Let me ask y'all a question.
Sure.
You'll ask. Okay. How would y'all feel if y'all, let's say your boyfriend was treating your child in this ordinary manner?
Read it again.
How would y'all feel? What would you do in a situation if your boyfriend was like treating your child totally different from his own?
Oh, wow.
I would have a problem.
Yeah.
Especially if they were around, you know, like together all the time, and I've seen that it was a total difference. I would have a problem about it, and we would have to speak on it. You know, I'm not going to just let that slide because, you know, at the end of the day, you don't know what that child might be getting treated like when you're not around.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's
what was
you know what?
All right. You talk to them, but let's say it's not getting through.
Well, you know what? We might have to part ways. I'm serious. Especially if it's a younger child, you know, like me now, I couldn't say too much because my kids are grown.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're not going to mistreat them either.
Right.
You know, you're not going to just talk down to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you will have that done as well.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I had a girlfriend, and see, that's why you have to be careful of ages that you deal with, too. You know, because I had a friend, she was dating a younger guy, and her daughter, I think, might have been like maybe 10 years younger than this guy, dude started trying to hit on her, you know? But I was in a situation one time where this guy thought that he could, like, just hit my daughter when he wanted to? No. No. We end up both going in on him. And I ain't seen him since. But, you know, yeah, that could cause some...
The thunderstorm is messing things up.
I think that's what it is too. Okay. But honestly, Mike, that situation, you got to be very, very careful.
Mhm. Well, listen, look, I had Angie. Angie, aren't you back on, Angie? Angie, are you there?
Yes, I'm
welcome
here.
Back.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm just listening.
Yes, I was just listening to what's going on, and I heard Mike's question too about this. If the child's being treated different, that's a no-no.
Exactly.
You don't show differences in kids. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you have your youth time with you and your own child, that's something different. But when you got them together, you don't show difference. You can't do that.
If you can't treat them like you treat yours, don't be around mine.
Yeah, don't even get involved.
We're gonna talk about it, but you know it's gonna bring problems into the relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Because now I can't trust you. Like,
right.
I don't know what you're going to do to my child when I'm not around. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be some problems, you know?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you also have to watch about, especially like, okay, for instance, and I stress it on little girls more, you have to watch that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, because
even nowadays with little boys too, because they touch little boys too, fucking faggot.
That's true. But you know, the thing is, you can have some kids that you know, if they feel like that you getting or maybe even the mother getting more attention, or that man getting more attention, they can make up stuff. Then you got a totally big problem.
That is so true. Let me tell you. But you know what? Cause and to say that, that's like that little girl that just committed suicide because her mom had the baby or something.
Whoa! What little girl?
Yeah.
That was
on the BLS site. She was 9 years old. I said, at 9 years old, what do you know about committing suicide? Like you're supposed to be playing with Barbie's large bikes, and how does she have that much stress that nobody? And it wasn't addressed.
It went unnoticed.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Because they said the highest rate of the suicides by kids from 9 to 11.
That's crazy.
Wasn't it just not too long ago, 2 days ago, that 10-year-old just committed suicide because the mother just had a new baby? It's just a day ago, somebody just posted something to my page about a 10-year-old. She was just, her mother just had a baby.
Right,
that's what
we're talking about.
And you just said that, and I was like, gosh, she's 10 years old, hung us up in the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness.
How does she have that much stress at 10 years old? I can't fathom it personally. I couldn't fathom it because I have a 10-year-old, and I couldn't see it. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The mother just had the newborn baby or something. She had a newborn baby. Right, had a new brother, so it was her stepbrother. And I don't know if the mother before I don't know what the relationship was before the pregnancy. I don't know. I'm not, you know, in that. So I can't judge about how the mother was treating the daughter. I don't know. But they were like a 10-year-old hung cut stuff in the bathroom. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's another situation. It doesn't have to be a step kid or anything like that. Go ahead.
You know, back in the days, a 10-year-old hung themselves in a closet because they was upset about something that happened at school and they didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, wow.
That's deep, too.
Yeah.
You know, because that makes you wonder what type of environment was this kid in.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, nothing hurts me no more than to see a young kid, like if the parent go to say something or look back and they jump, that burns me up. Because, you know, you're either saying that you're really getting dogged out of home. You know.
That's just something I couldn't fathom. And the first thing I had to do was, like, pray, may the Lord have mercy on our soul, because we already know what suicide does. That's a total abomination.
True.
So, you know, she really didn't know. She knew not what she did. You know what I'm saying?
At
10 years old, she should still be riding bikes and playing with Barbies and stuff like that. Not stressing about a baby and stuff like
That's true, too, Angie. But, you know, now that we on this kids topic thing, you know, look at the two kids, the 4-year-olds, even though it was accidental. The little 4-year-old boy that had the rifle.
Yes,
the little 6-year-old
boy
died.
Yeah, he died.
This was in Jersey. This was down not far from me. The little boy went in the house, got a rifle, playing with it, and he shot his friend, the neighbor,
the six-year-old boy,
in the head.
And the little boy died yesterday.
And then in Tennessee, the sheriff, they was having a cookout or something, and the sheriff was showing his relatives the guns and stuff like that, laid it on the bed. Another little 4-year-old came in there, picked it up, the gun went off, shot and killed his wife right there.
Wow.
You know, this is just saying how quick things can happen.
That's right, and in a blink of an eye.
You know, and you got to wonder, you know, this kid is only 4 years old. They don't know what they have done, you know?
Right, exactly.
So when you get older, this may be something that end up taking this kid out, you know, later on in life. When you come to him and say, you know you killed somebody?
Who actually gets the blame for that situation? It's a big ruckus going on, and they're taking it into another county.
You know, because I don't know if I could stomach to even look at that family.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's going to be some animosity, even though it was accidental. But my thing is, why was this 4-year-old able to pick up a rifle?
Yeah.
A 22 rifle?
How did he have access to a doggone rifle?
And they said when they came out the house, they came out with 10-plus guns.
And that's kind of ridiculous.
That's kind of ridiculous. That's straight up ridiculous.
You know, now this mother and father, they don't have their 6-year-old kid.
And the other one's gonna lose their 4-year-old.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I think the parents should be held liable because
they should have had access to that kind of ammunition.
Why do you have a gigantic rifle with a 4-year-old
in a kid's reach?
They got lock cabinets and stuff for that stuff. Why was that available to him?
Supposedly this guy is something with the law enforcement or something. So that's why they took it to another county or something. But my thing still is, you going to pay for the funeral. You going to pay for the hospital bills. You going to do a lot more. But that's not going to bring my child back.
That one, right.
And you know what? And I think, in my opinion, I kind of think the father probably was teaching the little boy how to shoot him. You understand what I'm saying?
They said he was a hunter.
He was showing his son how to shoot, because the real hunters like that, if he's really into it like that, they make sure their sons know how to do it.
At Tom's River, they say that they do a lot of that, because remember, about a month ago, the kid, the father that bought the kid the gun, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And he took a picture of it, him
yep.
holding it, and the police
yep.
went to there.
Yep. Wow.
I mean, you know, you don't know what's in these kids' heads, you know, and like I said, for a 4-year old to be able to pick up a 22 caliber
rifle.
This gun is bigger than he is. So he had to be taught, or he's had his hands on it before.
So the community,
he had his hands on it.
That community, both communities, I guess that's why they're going to take it out of here because, you know, even though what happened, that family's going to need prayer because it's going to be a lot of strife.
They definitely are.
They're going to need nothing bring that baby back.
Right.
Yeah. They should move. I wouldn't be able to live without those people if my kid did that.
Yeah, because the little boy, although he's not going to remember unless somebody tells him, constantly he's not really even going to remember what happened.
Nope.
So
nope.
the family now is going to pay for that.
Remember.
Their family is going to pay for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I would move too. I would have to move.
Oh, yeah. Out of there.
There's no way. Because I'm going to tell you, something like that, you don't know what may end up happening. You know, that family could go into a serious depression. Or they could start thinking, and next thing you know, they end up killing one of them.
And my thing is, where were the parents when this happened? For either child,
that's
4 or 6 years
where
old, they're not old enough to watch themselves.
And they this happened at 7 o'clock in the evening. They should have been in the house.
Yeah,
a 4 or 6 year old.
I think they should be charged with something because that was a bit much.
That's too much.
Listen, y'all, I'll be working these doubles, these 16 hours, and listen, y'all, I'm so tired. I don't look up on y'all again. Chicky Chick is on the line. Chicky Chick, are you there?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Chick,
what's going on?
Oh, wait.
Y'all got me over here about to start crying, man.
Oh, wow.
Man, it's crazy how y'all talk about this because I'm talking about parenting on my show this week, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, it's a lot of serious things going on, man. Like, you know, that's why I always told you, man, it ain't nothing but laughing and a smile that keep me going, man. Other than that, man, I be stressed out a lot, man. That's why I try to laugh about stuff like this, man. And, you know, you got a lot of things that's going on in the world, man. And what you know what it is, man? Man, everybody forgetting about God, man.
They had a cartoon.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, okay, they had a cartoon. And the cartoon said, it was like a drama, you know, the one of them satire cartoons. And it said, why didn't God protect the kids that was in the school? He said, and then the next person said, how could he? God is not allowed in the school no more.
Yep.
Wow.
Somebody had that noise.
Yeah, you got a lot of things that's going on now, man. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a lot of things that's going on right now, man, and people just, I mean, they turn it on their own way. I mean, we can have a long talk about it, man. I don't want to get political, I feel, man, but, you know, I want to stay in my lane as being a comedian, man, so I'm trying to make somebody smile, man, because you get deep into it, man, it goes deeper than a lot of things you can just bring up. But as long as you got to keep the faith, man, you got to keep the protection over your household. You know, the story in the Bible, when they said, you know, the death angel was coming through, and, you know, God told everybody, hey, look, listen, mark your door. We're going to go right past you. So make
sure
y'all just mark your doors. Make sure you just bless your children, man, and go right past you, man.
Exactly. I want to hold the line. We're going to go to another song.
Okay.
We here.
Look, I'm not going to be a little bit of a condition.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
He's not coming.
No, that means it's turn up time. Let's go. I'm gonna be ready.
My name Wale. Sitting on Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down.
Word.
She put that Mac on.
Yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Word.
I applaud her.
Yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood. She gon' be hacksaw.
Oh,
Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color.
Word.
This loving, you get your groove. So stellar.
Word.
Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
Do we make a fella spend money that he don't got? Cause it's that high, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
You better
if I'ma get it, too damn. Shown up, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
If I'ma get it, Lord have mercy. Keep you
thirsty.
I'ma need you to prove you're worthy.
Oh.
You won't find another like this. Cause I know that you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got, one and only. And if you want this love, come and show me. But you gotta be good.
Come and get it. Whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for,
you better.
If I'ma get it, so am I. No lie, so damn good, make a grown man cry. You better be good.
Okay, I know what to do with 4 minutes, cool, nigga, I'm a fool with it. I'm more than happy to throw it at me, I go and get it. This Louis rag is a yellow flag, no, I'm official, huh? You know I'm giving you the biz, girl, huh? Don't be denying what it is, girl, huh? Put it in your life, in your ribs, girl. Keep playing with me, you gon' get it like an intern, huh? Intern, I make your lips burn. No doubt, toes out, I make them shits curl. Make your dreams real, change the whole world.
Cause
you don't never wanna leave, you go, girl.
Don't get it messed up, I'm special.
Okay, go ahead.
Is everyone still on the line with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm awake and I am present.
Who's awake?
Oh,
Lord. Oh, my God.
Diva.
I know that
my other host is not FLEEP.
Let me tell you, I get like 3 hours of sleep a night. It's horrible. I'm so tired. I don't like
I
having
to
do
I heard it. Somebody snoring. I thought I heard somebody snoring.
Oh, man.
that was just my allergies.
Yeah, okay.
I heard somebody snoring.
Is Chicken still on the line? Because he was making some great points. Yes. Especially when he said, you know, people are forgetting about God. And, you know, God not being able to be in the school. That's deep right there.
Hey, check where you at, homie. You in the building?
He would definitely be in the building in 15 minutes. But that's you know, it is. It's really sad because, like I said, our babies are our future. You know, but if we continuously keep losing them, you know, they're not going to be, you know. Yes, even though it's babies being born every single day, many of them, but still, they're our future, you know. And we got to watch over them better. I think it was Angie or Mike said, you know, where were the parents when this kid went out the house with that rifle?
Yeah. Who saw the little kid walking out with a rifle?
I mean, what are you doing that you're not even paying a 4-year-old at 7 o'clock? It's does dawn in. Come on, why is this baby out?
Yep. Wow. Yep. At 7 o'clock, 4 years old. That's ridiculous.
Sheriff
officer was wrong. He knows that's illegal. That's just the thing, because kids are fascinated by guns because they know, and especially my nieces and nephews, well, my nephews, because of my two brothers, they never, even at family gathering or when they come by, whatever, they never unholstered nothing. They never take nothing out. That's what I don't get when you say that sheriff had on the bed.
You know what? I got, well, my grandson's 6, and I got another grandson. I don't even play that vine, even play guns.
I tell both of my kids,
no, do not buy them no guns.
No,
you know,
I don't play that either.
It's too much going on. It's really too much.
And like I said, because the key thing is, like you said, they're taking Christ out of everything. You understand? They try to put man's law above God's law, which is abomination.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Because all the natural disasters happen because now we have no protection.
There you go.
You're letting your protection go.
Look at all the stuff that's... Okay, we talking about schools.
Oh,
the clown that went in there stabbing all them kids.
At
the university.
At the university, just stabbing people.
I think it was like 14 people that stabbed up.
Well, it was 12 and 2 were hurt critically.
Right.
See, that's why I don't watch too much news. It's too much drama.
And you know what? It's depressing. But then again, you need to know. Yes.
Yeah, you have to be aware.
But I don't really
watch the news much either. I just so happen to flip listen to it, and it's just like, and on Facebook, if I'm on Facebook, WBLS, they put stuff up on there too. That's how I heard most of these things.
Am I muted?
Yeah, we can hear you. Is that Kia?
Tiki Tick is back online, y'all.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
And look, I'm like Chick. That's why I want.
Why this guy got the name of a bird?
Because he's a comedian.
That's why I'm like Chick. I watch me a good comedy show to keep the people crying.
Hello.
Y'all talking about me?
Somebody asked. Why you got the name of a bird?
Let me tell you. Now, there's a lot of people that's in the world named Chick. I ain't gonna have to tell you. Like the dude from Armageddon, his name was Chick. A famous jazz player named Chick. What happened was the story. I'm gonna give you the story. This is the real story. I was in eighth grade, and what happened was we used to have this guy that was in my class. His name was Kerwin Mercurius, and we used to call him Chicken because his lips was greasy all the time. So what happened was that. We on the playground, and I got mixed up with somebody. They was like, "Hey, Chicken!" Everybody thought they were talking to me.
I said, yo, man, my name ain't Chicken. Don't try to disrespect me. I don't eat chicken. You can at least call me CB. I eat cheeseburgers, but my name ain't Chicken. And but you know what happened is, like I told everybody, you don't pick your nickname. It started being Chickity Chick, 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 Chickity Chick. And then it was like, yo, you should just keep the name. It fits you. Now I'm famous. Chick the Comedian, baby. You can catch me on GQ Power Radio, 9 to 10. Call in at 646-238-38.
Wow, you did a plug-in.
Yeah,
you did. That's how you guys do it.
Okay, but Chicky, can you get back to what you were talking about, the cartoon, and about taking Christ out of schools? Taking
That's
God
what I'm
out
saying,
of...
man. It's a, you live in a society where you can't say nothing no more, man. Like, you go to churches, and they're catering to an audience because they can't say nothing about homosexuality no more without somebody
right.
talking to them.
Right.
You got people saying they want all these rights, but the rights only... I had somebody try to tell... They try to compare gay rights to the civil rights, and I absolutely laughed. And it, I don't see people getting hung because they're gay. I don't see nobody, you know what I mean, getting to the back of the bus. And it's not comparative, but what happened is, as we start moving against the things that we was founded on and brought up on, now you're throwing all these ideologies out there that now you want to turn to somebody. Somebody told me, like, they don't believe in God, but soon they get shot. They say, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But what happened is, this is just the beginning, man. You're going to start saying things and... Everybody worrying about either votes or money. Vote the money. That's what's controlling the world right now. You can't say nothing
yep.
about them because they either ain't going to vote for you or spend any money for you.
Yep.
So,
that's the truth now.
And that's why I'm glad I'm on internet radio because I can say what I want to say without the SEC putting no bleep on me or shutting me up.
That's the fact. Yep. That's what I'm telling
you.
They're trying to make that man's law above the God's law, and they forget who is in total control. That's not to say that we're perfect people because we believe in Christ or whatever, and we fall short all the time, and he has no respect for persons, but we still have to recognize him.
Yes. That's
you know
true.
What they're giving about?
Now, I'm not going to go to Spiritual Sundays, though, because we can get deep in that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, most
right.
definitely.
And she can get deep in
it. Yes,
yeah.
I was just giving her to say that, partner. Is it anything anyone want to give their final thoughts on these topics tonight?
Well, this is me, and my thing on love is don't play with it, don't take it lightly, and use it wisely. You know what I'm saying? Don't take it as a game, you know, when it comes to being in love and to loving somebody, you know. You have to take that serious. Take it to heart.
Right.
Exactly. A lot of people don't take it to heart.
Nope.
They don't take
nope.
it, you know. You got some people that
they
like
play
to play games with people with emotions.
Yep.
Yep.
Not a good
yep.
thing. My thing is, don't say it if you don't mean it, because those three words will get you killed.
That's what I said before. Dangerous.
Yeah. You know, and don't just say it. You know, use some show me as well.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
prove to me that you love me.
Right. And if no one else have anything to say, I'm gonna turn it over to Rachel.
Okay. Thanks, Diva. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yes. I want to thank God first and foremost, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to thank GQ Talis, Living and Rich, the head of our team. I want to thank my co-host, G. I love you.
I love and you, too.
I want to thank all the callers and listeners, Angie, Mike, Steph, Tia, Chicky Chick. Thanks for calling in and pressing one. So next time, those who are listening that didn't press one, please press one. My take on this, love is, yes, it's definitely a tricky word. It can be played with, it can be taken seriously, it can be taken all different ways. Just know yourself first and how and what you want to do with that word. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Miss T.
Thank you. thank you. I want to thank everyone for calling as well, the listeners. Most of all, the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We have 9 shows, 11 different hosts. Immediately following us, we will have comedian Chicky Chick at Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10. Thursday, reality and relationships from 8 to 10 with Kale and his wife Tiffany Belvin. On Friday, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our very own CEO host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite. Immediately following her, Messenger of Light from 9 to 10 with your host, Eric Bancroft. Monday, no kids, adults only. Adults only, please. Love, Life, and Loyalty from 7 to 9 with your host, Steph Dallas. Immediately following his show, Speaking Out My Point of View from 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10 with your host, the mayor. I want to wish everyone a blessed rest of the week. Be safe out there. Avoid that storm if possible. And tune in next week, same time, same place. But hold the line for all those that will to our next show with Chicky Chick, the comedian.
Boy, Chick Comedian representing Fallout Comedy, you know, 9 to 10 every Wednesday, GQ Palace Radio. This is what we do, baby. Y'all want to give a big shout out to my label mates, as you will say, my radio cohort. They just got off the air. That's T and Rachel with Love and Relationship. It was a real interesting talk, but you know what it is. It's time for comedy, man. It's time to smile. It's this week. I'm coming at you, man. Yo, you know, I always try to start off with my monologues, man. And I really wanted to let everybody know what's going on this week. I had a thing about this parenting thing, man. And, you know, a lot of things is going astray with parenting, man. And I really think a lot of people don't even know that they are a bad parent. And not saying that, you know, you pay the rent, you take the kids to daycare, you put them in a stroller, take them around the park, you don't drink and smoke in front of your kids. I'm not talking about none of the stuff that a parent's supposed to do. I'm talking about the underlying and subliminal things that you need to teach your child. Yeah, I got a little son. He's 1.5 years old, and I don't like him to be enforced by too many people because my son is crazy. When I say crazy, he's straight up crazy. He'll do anything I say. So I got to make sure if he do anything I say that nobody else tell him anything to do that he won't do. So this brings up to the subject. My son, he goes to a Christian daycare. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but, you know, at a Christian daycare, you do not have blue clues on. They don't have. Sorry, folks. I almost got interrupted right now. I just almost lost my mind. But at the Christian daycare, they don't have none of the bull that's on. You know, they try to teach them the Bible and they try to teach them how to be right. Little children. And it's a nice place for my son to be. But sometimes they get out of control at the church Christian daycare. Let me give you an example. One time, man, I went to go pick up my son. So it's just like any other door, any other day, I just ring the bell, ding dong, ding dong. So as I hear in the back, they're all jumping around up and down. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So I said, oh, sweat, I probably should have waited because the spirit was in the house. It was really moving right now, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you ever seen a little baby catch the Holy Ghost. But let me just imagine, there's about 50 kids in the daycare, and all 50 had the Holy Ghost. I say God is in the presence, God is in the room, this is not a joke, this is a real thing. So I walked in there, and I didn't want to interfere with what God was doing, but I was getting caught up. So, you know, I didn't know what was going on because, you know, the little babies, they're always saying,
Dada, Gaga, Goo Goo, they all say words. So all little kids is speaking in tongues. All little kids are speaking in tongues. So I'm sitting back and I'm witnessing God at work. And it's really funny what's going on right now. God was really at work. So right now, I see my son. I grab my son, and I got this electrifying feeling right now. I said, okay, Lord, you want me to feel it too? The Lord made me feel it too. So I'm sitting back. I'm letting it all work out. So I said, man, you know, it's time for me to go. I wanted to interrupt the spirit. No disrespect to the spirit, but I need to interrupt for a minute. So I grab my son and said, it's time to go. So as I'm going out, I see all the kids. So I said, I just want to jump in the Holy Ghost party. So I go, go crazy, go baby, go baby, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. So I must have run the wrong atmosphere around because all the kids just started going crazy. Go crazy, go crazy, go baby. They got the bobbing heads. All the kids got the bobbing heads. Going everywhere. Bobbing their head around that bit. Bobbing their head, bobbing their head, bobbing their head. Bobbing their head. And next thing you know, I take one of the little kids. I take one of the little kids and I say, hey, baby, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. See, my son is in the background right now, going crazy. I say, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. And what happened was, this is when I come in and say, you don't even know if you're a good parent or a bad parent. So I tell a little boy, I say, hey, go crazy, run into the wall. Now, tell you the truth, I didn't think the little kid was going to run into the wall. So little kid, he's just filled with the Holy Ghost. He's filled with presence. I guess he said a guy is telling me to run to the wall. He runs smack dad into the wall. Bam! Falls out. So I said, oh my God, little kid to run into the wall. So his mother, all mad at me, and say, why would you tell my son to run into the wall? I say, listen. I said, the real issue is right now that how is you not really training your son to not run into the wall? I say, I teach my son not to run into the wall. I tell my son, hey, you did some things you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to drink while driving. You're not supposed to smoke or do drugs. And you're not supposed to run into the wall. Yeah, I told my son this at an early age. Obviously, you haven't been doing this because you're a bad parent. Because if that was my son right now, you wouldn't have been able to tell him nothing. But since your son was under the influence of the Holy Ghost, he just went poof and crazy. So that was just my experience of a bad parent, man. And sometimes I'll be checking myself about me being a bad parent. A lot of people know my story. I was born 7.5 years. When I left, my daughter was 2.5 years old, and I came home. My daughter was 10. You know, my daughter, I love her to death, but sometimes my daughter has this type of listening problem. You know what a listening problem is? Like when you tell them something and they're not listening. That's when the kids got a listening problem. And my daughter is sitting back. I've been talking to her, and she watches. The only thing that's good about my daughter is that she's still a little tender. She's young. She's 12, and she's kind of naive. She still watches the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon, and she likes white people shows. We go get clothes from the store. I say, hey, baby, you want to get these pair of jeans? I see all the girls wearing it. She say, no, I want to get this shirt with a guitar on it and the man on the moon. I don't know where she's getting that style from, but I guess Nickelodeon is teaching her something. But let me tell you what happened last night, y'all, where bad parenting came into effect. Well, actually, I was about to go to jail. My daughter has a dog. She has a Pomeranian. And yesterday just happened to be, I came in the house. I seen the Pomeranian. He has doo-doo all on his backside. So I said, hey, let me wash the dog up. I wash the dog up. I'm going to make an appointment to go get him a haircut because he couldn't do it properly because he's getting caught up in his hair. So I do all the prepping for her dog, take the dog out for her, buy him some new food. So I come home. Hey, Kaya, look, I just got the dog. Playing for you, all that I want you to do is make sure you do things that people do for their dogs. You take them out to use the bathroom. But you know, my daughter is not listening. Only thing she heard was dog, bathroom. So she went to go put the dog up and she went to the bathroom. So next thing you know, I'm sitting with the dog and you know, the dog is like, who's scared of me? Like sometimes, you know, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'm going to rag the dog up and I choked him. You know, I've been going through things in my life. And I was testing out, the dog was there, took out the frustration. I don't want to hit my wife, don't want to hit my children, so I hit the dog. I'm still going through it, won't y'all just pray for me, whatever it is. Just don't call Peter on me. Well, anyway, so last night, one of them things, I grabbed the dog. Hey, doggy, I know I just gave you a shower, I just brought you all this stuff, give me a hug. The dog must have been so scared, the dog just started pissing all on me. He's pissing crazy, crazy, crazy. So I'm kind of mad right now because I say, yeah, right now, he's about to do it all over himself again. He just got a brand new cut. Now, I don't know what none of y'all think is, Because if you put shit in my head, I wouldn't like it. So I didn't know that he would like it either. So right now the dog, he's all shitty, he's pissy, and right now I'm ready to grab the dog up. So I go grab the dog. Come here, dog. I gotta go take you in the shower. So right now my daughter must have forgot that I was her father, and she just starts swinging. Get up the dog. Get up the dog. So my daughter hit me in my eye. So now the rest of the story that I'm telling you, I don't remember because when I got hit in my eye, I was out. So I woke up. My wife is smacking me in my face. Wake up, baby. Wake up. And I'm like, what? What's going on? Like, it's time for me to go to work? What's the matter? She said, no. I don't know if you remember. You was messing with the dog. Your daughter swung off on you. You fell on the floor. I'm like, what? My daughter swung off on me. Never, ever happened. I'm thinking it's a joke. So as I'm filling my eyes saw swollen. So at this point right now, the bad parent came in because I just totally forgot that my daughter was my daughter. I looked at her like as any other dude that's on the street that just took my money, and I commenced to start whooping. So right now, I don't know if y'all, anybody want to call diapers on me. I don't care because you don't have no proof. This is a comedy radio show. I am telling jokes. You don't even know if it's real or not. So give it up for that. Clap it up, people. Clap it up. This is what we do on the Tiggy Tick Show. Fall Out Comedy. This is how we start off, baby. Do my monologues every week. You can catch me on stage. You can catch me on the streets. But every Wednesday, 9 and 10 on GQ Palace Radio, blogtalkradio.com. You can check me out doing my comedy, doing my thing. I hope y'all thought it was real funny. So right now, we got to play a song. And what I want some callers to come in. Just press 1. Call in at 646-200-3838. You go ahead and prompt and press 1 if you want to talk in. Any of my friends, if y'all on the line, I really need you right now. I'm trying to get some comedy friends right now. I wish y'all their names, but they might not call in. So it is what it is, baby. They doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. This is my show. I'm going to do it the way I want to do anyway. So let's get some calls right now. We're going to talk about some bad parenting experience. See if you can bring me on the line and see what some bad parenting either happened to you or you did yourself. This is our radio, Fall Out Comedy, boy, Chicky Chick. Play that song. My man, Richie!
Look, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Whatever, I'll talk to you later.
He's not coming.
You know what that means? It's turn it on! Let's go! Are you ready?
My name Wale. And I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Word.
She put that Mac on,
yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Word.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she call me Hacksaw. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color.
Word.
This loving, you get your groove, so stellar.
Word.
Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
What do we make a fella spend money that he don't got? Cause it's that high, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
You better.
If I'ma get it, too damn. Showing up, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
If I'ma get it,
Lord
have mercy, keep you
thirsty. I'ma need you to prove you're worthy.
Oh.
You won't find another like this. Cause you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got.
I'ma
get this, whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
You better.
If I'ma get this, so my, no lie, so damn good, make a grown man cry. You better be good.
Okay, I know what to do with
4 minutes, cool legger, I'm a fool with it. I'm more than happy to start at me, I go and get it. This Louis rag is a yellow flag, no, I'm a fish, girl, huh? You know I'm giving you the biz, girl, huh? Don't be denying what it is, girl, huh? Put it in your life, in your ribs, girl. Keep playing with me, you gon' get it like an intern, huh? In turn, I make your lips burn.
Yeah.
No doubt, toes out, I make them shits curl.
Yeah.
Make your dreams real.
Yeah.
Change the whole world.
Yeah.
You don't never want to leave. You go, girl.
Voila.
Don't get it messed up, I'm special.
Yeah, I just had to bug out right now, right? Because, like, you know, I'm on radio, right? And I had to put this out there. And I was really working on a radio voice. I was thinking about all the personalities that everybody have a radio voice. I was like, yo, I want my own radio voice. So I was practicing on the microphone. I was doing my new, the song I'm going to do next week. I got a new song. I got some stuff I'm going out. So I was like this. And I thought it was kind of corny, but I thought it sounded cool. So I'm going to practice on it right now. Check me out. Let me see it out here. Yeah, it's your boy, Chicky Chick the Comedian, right now on Fall Along Comedy on GQ Palace Radio. I really thought that was, like, cool. I said, yo, that's not, I'm going to be trying to be like somebody else. I'd be like a Howard Cosell sports announcer, like, I'm about to announce a sports thing. So I figured, what's the best way to use in your own voice? How I be on stage, how I present myself, the same way I do my jokes. So when we come in, just in case you didn't hear it, I'll be like, yo, give me up, get over there, it's your boy, Chicky Chick, GQ Palace Radio. I really thought that was my voice. I just wanted to put that out there to everybody. I want to thank you. But yo, we got a caller on the line. We got a caller on the line. I think it's Mr. Buchanan. Is that who I got on the line? Hello?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm very fine. You brought a lot of mellowness to the show just now. That was real mellow. Let's do that again.
Well, the energy that you have is enough for me right now.
Did you like my monologue?
Well, it was good.
Yeah,
how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm just sitting here, man. I'm in the studio with my man Richie on the 1 and 2s, man. He helping me do my thing right now. Hoping I bring some comedy going on right now. I know you hear me talking about, bad parenting, whether it happened to you or you dishing it out. So what you got to say about it?
Well, you know, bad parents only lead to bad kids. You know, I believe that when you bring children in, they have no knowledge of what it is that they need to do, what it is they learn everything. They mimic, they follow, and they learn everything, and parents are the leaders. So, if you're going in the wrong direction after becoming a parent, maybe it's time for you to grow up. You got to have a certain level of maturity to be a parent, regardless to what age you are. And if you don't get that level of maturity, you're really doing your child an injustice. You got to take a firm hand. You can't be a leader. You're always going to be a follower. And we don't want our kids to grow up to have to learn that some of the things you needed to tell them when they were younger, the system is going to tell them. So we really don't need that.
Now, I really like, I'll let you know, because this is Fall Out Comedy, GQ Power Radio with your boy Chicken Chick. You gave us the Oprah analysis, and I love the Oprah analysis. Can you give me the Ricky Lake analysis on what you just said? Can we do the Ricky Lake remix on what you just said?
Okay, badass kids get badass ways.
That's what I'm talking about, climbing up. That is, let me tell you what that is. That is a corporate. She's a corporate ass whooper. You know what I mean? She works all day long, provides for her family, and the devil is a liar. If she's gonna come home at night, that kitchen ain't clean, your room ain't clean, the dishes ain't washed, your clothes ain't on for the next day, and you better have made it something to eat.
Exactly. Pretty much.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I grew up, and I think it's kind of different right now because you got a lot of influences. Like right now, unless you are Amish and you living around a tight-knit society, your kids have more influence that they're picking up from people nowadays. The commercials ain't the same. When you walk down the street, they ain't the same. So now you got things that's stolen and apparent. So unless you got the things on lock and key, it's some things you really can't control. Like, I'm going to take my son, for example. You know, I should have had my wife fill out a questionnaire before we had kids because I didn't get to see her family first. And, you know, I would have thought about it. You know, I would have thought about it, like, baby, maybe we should just, like, adopt. We should go to Africa or something like that. Because, you know, there's a lot of needy babies over there. And, you know, we don't have to be selfish. Because I've seen your aunt and your uncle, and I do not want that for our children. Is that fair? Is that fair? Am I being unfair?
You're being fair because some of the genes are going to pass down. Some of the habits are going to pass down. Some of what we allow gets passed down. But I'm a firm believer, if I don't show you, somebody will.
Now, look, this is what I tell my wife, right? This is what she's trying to say. I tell her I came from a family where, you know, most everybody did drugs. Where they was all messed up in their lives. They was on the welfare system. So our kids knew how to act. See, she grew up in a nice household, and they parents paid taxes, and they able to go after school activities. Them the kids that's all cooked.
Mm-mm.
She don't agree with me. Because when you grow up in the projects, you get your ass whooped like you're in the projects. She ain't get her ass whooped, and that's why her family the way they is right now.
Well, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't believe that, but it comes into light. You got to do what you got to do.
Yo, what's messing with, right? We got another person in line, right? I need to introduce this person straight up. Look. Richie! Do you have anything in the slow in the background? We need something slow going on in the background right now before we introduce this person. I need something real slow. You got something on there for me, Richie? Anything. I just this guy get real serious right now. I don't know if y'all just knew, but I almost cried right now, but I caught it. I caught it. But this person that's on the line right now, they have graduated from 17 different universities on love and relationships. This person right now, I don't personally know, but I know she had to have her heart broke at least 5 times in her life. She's probably been in love about 7. I want you to give it up right now for T. T is on the line. How you doing, T? How you doing, T? Give it up to T.
Dave, you told my life history. I think you do know me.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I love last show. I love the show, man. So I told you. I was trying to, I didn't know we'd be piggybacking. Like, you know, we had a little, y'all was serious about everything. I was trying to bring a little comedy to the bad parent idea. I really don't think y'all understand, like, when I say I tell jokes for a living, I do this because the things that happened in my life be a joke. This is a real story. Now, it wasn't 50 kids with the Holy Ghost, but it was at least 17. I had to make it overblowing. But you have to be at this daycare. It's like phenomenal. Like, the kids know Genesis and the Book of John before they know the ABCs. Figure that out how you want to figure that out, but I don't understand it. I tell my son, I say, Jaja, A, B, C, D. He say, in the beginning there was nothing, and there was no light, and the Lord said this ain't right. I said, Jaja, I just said ABCs. He said, Jesus wept. This is how me and my son talk to each other.
Aww.
I say, Jaja, why did you do that? Why is you not sitting on a potty? He said, the Lord has come and he shall return again. I said, oh.
Poor baby.
I put his hand in the toilet. I said, put your hand in the toilet. He said, Jesus forgives and so should you. I said, what? Oh.
Wrong.
I had to walk away.
And how old is he?
I said, he's 18 months. He's 18
wow.
months. So I just said, I just let him dig in the toilet. I said, we flushed it. There's no shit there. Let's just let him play in the toilet. Jesus is working with him right now. Maybe that might be the well. Jesus took him to the well. My son is at the daycare. He's baptizing kids in the toilet water.
Wow.
That's bad, man. 18 months. The Lord's good. Give it up for Jesus. Let's give it up for Jesus. Give it up for Jesus. Jesus. I said I was most shocked.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. Let me tell y'all right now, right? Because, you know, I know Lavina, she would agree with me. This is real talk, because I don't know if y'all know, I am a youth minister at my church. I play around and everything. I got a little stupid side about me. But right now, I learned something that was given to me that I give a lot of people. The Lord gives you gifts, right? And he gives you your gifts without repentance. What that means is this. This is actually scripture. I'm not saying it. The Lord can give you a gift that he used you for, even if you're of your sins or whatever you do wrong or whatever. So right now, I could be on my comedy show, wilding, y'all can do y'all point of view or whatever, but God gave me a gift to communicate with people. You know what I mean? So, y'all look it up. I ain't make it up. It's real talk. That's why I feel good about doing comedy. That's why I feel good for hugging my wife at night, because the bedroom is on the foul. So right now, I got a whip, some whipped cream, and some cherries. You figure it out. Keep you 5 minutes. You're going to get. Now, I ain't got all that stuff, y'all. I ain't got all that stuff. You should see how she's looking at me. She's like this. She's looking at me like this. You know my grandfather's a pastor, and he's listening to your show. You shouldn't be ashamed of your show. I said, Dave, you don't even talk like that. What are you talking? Hey, Kate, so what do you say? Bad parenting? Or do you say, have you experienced it, or you dish it out?
I've experienced it and I've did it. You know, because I'm not going to have one to tell me I'm going to call the police. I tell you what, you call them, but they better take your ass with them, because when I do come back, I'm going to get you again.
You know,
I would not have one that would try to tell me what to do. And God forbid you to ever raise your hand at me.
I commend you, because you said it right. I don't know if anybody caught that. You said, because when I come back. Back in the day, they would lock you up. They lock your ass up right now. You can't even take... If you take the dinner plate with your kids, they're going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do everything right now. You know, but like I said, I don't have to worry about that right now, because my kids are grown. But I'll still kick their ass.
That's a thing.
I might be out of breath. If they run from me, they got me.
Hey, look. I told y'all, right? I told Joyce Deliver, it's a real story. My daughter really swung off on me. Now, she ain't knocked me out, but she did daze me, though.
Wow.
That's why I was kind of happy at the same time, because I said, she get that from her daddy. You know what I'm saying? Her daddy had a 1 minute quitter, and I passed it on to the daughter.
Well, you ain't got to worry about her not protecting herself.
Hey, her mother hit me back in the day, boy. You know, her mother, we used to fight back in the day. That's before I got my life together. I ain't care. We fight. We used to be like in the hall. We used to be in the hallway. I DDT'd her like when a wrestling moves. She like, you don't love me no more. I said, you just hit me in my chin.
But, you know, like I said, they are our future. And it depends on what they are raised like. But sometimes you can do the right thing in the home, but it don't mean that they're going to do the right thing when they get older. And I hate a parent that will say, you know, no, my kid didn't do this, my kid didn't do that. You don't know what your kid do when you're not around them. You turn your back, they the worst, some of them. You know, so I've never been that parent to say that, you know, my kid wouldn't do this and my kid wouldn't do that. But I'll never forget, long as I live, I probably was about 14, 15, and my dad had a cane, right? So I had asked him, Dad, can I, you know, go down the street? And he was like, no. And I went out there, I'm serious, I was a ways from him. I was like, he make my ass sick like that. So I'm sitting there, right? I'm just sitting there. So I decided to go in the house, still got an attitude. Man, I walked past him. He caught my ankle with that cane and went across my back with that cane. I was like, oh, no. He said, now go shit. And I was like, what are you talking about, Dad?
What?
He said, I heard you.
Yeah. You know the statute of limitations ain't up on that.
Huh?
You know, the statute of limitations ain't up on that. I think we need to get that corrected right there. Now, look, let me tell you, Kate, when we start talking about my grandma, I told you I got a whole segment. I can have a show dedicated to my grandmother. I'm going to take you to when you say things have been gross, like bad parenting, right? This is a true story. I don't know if I ever told you this right now. So, I was going to get a speedy job. I don't know if I ever told this on the show. Did I tell this on the show? I was going to get a speedy job. So, my grandmother, you know, we on welfare, we don't got no money. And I'm like, yeah, I'm old enough, I'm going to get a speedy job. First thing I'm thinking about, you know, I'm going to get some curtains because everybody can see into our house. So that was the first thing on my list. I want to make sure we got some curtains. You feel what I'm saying? I wanted to get me another pair of sweatpants because me and my brother used to rock the same too. So, and the funny thing about the sweatpants, they had college names on them. So I couldn't tell everybody West Virginia too many times. They're like, ain't the same sweatpants? No, I say, this is West Virginia A&T. The next guy's like, no, this is West Virginia A&M. Different sweatpants and different day. So anyway, I think I'm getting a sweetie job. So that morning I wake up, I'm getting all dressed. I'm like, I got my interview. But back then, your parents had to take you to the sweetie job. So I'm like, this, Grandma, you ready? She was like, hey, you cleaned up the room? And I'm like, yeah, Grandma, I cleaned the room. She's like, you make your bed up? I said, oh, sure, Grandma. I forgot to make up my bed. I'm about to make it up right now because I love you more than life right now. We really about to get this money, Grandma. We about to get some curtains in the house so people can't be sitting in here. So right now, she goes, see, you never listen to what I say. You never listen to what I say. I'm not taking no ass nowhere. I think I said, don't you know this is a real story, right? My grandmother took off all her clothes. She sat on the couch with her panties bra on, eating ice cream, watching all my children, and did not take me to the job.
Wow.
I sat there crying because I'm like, we don't work for 24 months. Grandma, we need some curtains. She just like, we want to be independent. That's one thing I talk about bad parents. Hey, you can clap it up. You can say, eh, but that's never. I love my grandma and everything. She's up in heaven with God. God forgave us and sober it up. Give it up for Grandma.
Right.
Hey,
listen.
Told you, I laugh from crying. Listen, I'll give y'all one more because y'all gonna think I'm making this stuff up. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but I'm telling y'all as of right now it's the truth. I'm with my wife. I just met her not too long ago. You know, my wife had, you know, when I met her, she was messing with some dude, you know what I mean? But I somehow convinced her to love me and we together. So, you know, around Christmas time, we had just lost a baby. She was pregnant. She wasn't pregnant too long. She was pregnant for like 2 weeks, lost the baby. But, you know, anyway, so we live with my grandmother. So I tell my grandmother used to say disrespectful stuff. She used to say stuff like this, like, yeah, you'll suck a nigga dick if he put you in the corner and say you got to suck it or you're going to die. I'm like, what, girl? I said, this is my girlfriend sitting right here. I just met her, Grandma. You see how pretty she is? You're trying to make her run away. Who said that to their grandson? You know, hear what I said? My grandma said to me, She told my wife, like, yeah, kid suck a nigga dick. Nigga put him in the corner and say, suck my dick when you can die. He gonna suck a dick because he don't want to die. I'm like, what?
Hey, Grandma might have a point there.
Oh, man. Grandma, and then I tell you now, man, I had a fight in front of Grandma because you used to think I was a punk. So I'm like this, like, Grandma, why can't I go outside and play with other kids? Because you ain't no more the punk. And somebody going to say, put my dick, put you in the corner, and then put the dick. And I'm sorry, people. I am so unprofessional. I am laughing at my own jokes. See, my grandma don't know. He's the reason why I played a little while I was in jail. That's your fault, Grandma. That's your fault. Oh, man. That got me out of the door.
Hey, Grandma didn't play this.
Hey, man, she ain't play at all. Hey, y'all, but listen, we need some callers to come and listen. It's 646-238-38. The one thing that I probably understand right now, we probably got mad listeners. We got people on the internet, and y'all just listening. Right now, y'all let me do my own thing. I appreciate it, but my show is nothing without the fans. So we like you calling at 646-238-38. Press 1. We need some interaction going right now. We can't keep thinking we got people thinking like this. Oh, see, when she get off her show, chick calling her show. When chick get out show, she calling her show. They just do a watch me please cycle out with the show. I'm tired of this cycle. So why don't you just come join the circle? Why don't we have an orgy of comedy? Let's get more. Let's get freaky right now on the airwaves. The orgy of comedy. Right now I'm asking my man, Richie, can he play us a song? I need to refresh myself. I need to come back new. He gonna come back new. What we gonna do right now? We got mad people listening on the line. My audience, my right down the studio, he's taking the glass. You like this? Chick, there's mad people in line. Chick, there's mad people in line. Chick, I can't actually let him doing it because he got a real good sound system and he's knocking on it for no reason. Chick, I can't hear you knocking. Look, I can't hear it. This is a state-of-the-art booth. This is a real booth. I say. I just go to school and really lit. But since he got Facebook, he's able to inbox me on Facebook, so I appreciate it. So right now, like I said, GQ Palace, press 1 right now. I'm going to go to a quick song, come back, refresh myself. I got my girl T on the line. I got my man Richie holding me down. We about to play a song. Chicky Chick, the comedian, GQ Palace Radio, Fallout Comedy 9 to 10. We'll be right back, baby. Yeah.
I need a cigarette. Cause you be up and then we on it, yeah. I just don't get it, don't know why we do this. Why we do this, why? One day we be in a Cadillac. They riding with my team laid back. Say I be breaking all your windows, keying up your doors. Don't know how you do, do it, what you do. But baby, ooh, you do it so good. And yeah, we break up, I break all your stuff. That's just how we love, we keep it so.
about to give a shout out to my mom, Arsenio Hall, and start over, come in. Yo, play it right now. I'm like, I'm coming right back in, Richie. Let's act like I'm coming right back in. We got to do it. Play the game. Welcome to the Arsenio Hall Show. We got the dog pound over here. just bugging out. Y'all want to give a shout out to my man, Arsenio Hall, man. So what you doing up there, Arsenio, man? We miss you, man. We know we had a good black show after that. Just thinking about it. But now we do. We got Fallout Comedy with your boy, Tiggy Chick. Yo, check it out. Yo, we got to stop the music right now. We got to stop the music right now. Stop the music right now, Richie. I'm about to make a confession. I'm going to let y'all know I had nothing to do with this. I'm sitting here right now. I'm seeing Richie bang on the glass, mouth moving. I don't know what he's saying, so he sent me a little inbox and say, this is exactly what it say. Your lines is flooded, kid. I don't know what the hell is going on. I never seen this in GQ Palace history. Now, he ain't say all that, but he said, you had mad people listening. Something like this. Commercial break, I get myself all suited up on my day. I said, today they really listening to the show, babe. He said, I got mad people. She's like, oh, my God, I am so proud of you. I got all the phones in the house tuned in. I said, what? I said, what'd you say? She said, I called in on my phone, my work phone, your daughter phone, and the house phone. I said, oh, shit, man. My wife is just manufactured callers. I am hurt right now. Put a boo on that. Boo my wife. Richie! Richie!
Oh my God.
Who's my wife? Can't believe this. I just gave this lady an engagement ring. I just spent 3 months of salary on an engagement ring. And she's manufacturing callers? Oh my God, yo, I am so hurt right now. But thank for God. To thank, give God the glory right now because I have way more callers than what's in my household. So give it up for that. I still got other calls on, but nobody's pressing one, people. We need you to press one. We need some interaction right now. But like, yo, I'm really bugging out. Y'all don't know, man. I work for the city where I live at, and you know I work with a lot of kids. I always try to get back to the community, man. And I instantly see bad parenting happen all the time. All the time, bad parenting. You know you're a bad parent is when you bring your son to the park and let him play baseball, but you know your son doesn't have a talented bone in his body. He's tall, he's clumsy, he has thick glasses, he's bow-legged. He was born in an incubator for 2 months, but you still bring your son out to play basketball and baseball. But the bad thing about it is because I'm a good coach. I can teach anything. But how you gonna get mad at your son if he missed a layup if you know he can't play basketball? I got a parent out there, he's like this, yo. Yo, man, I got my son right now for you, right? Look, I just got custody of him. He's been living with his mother all these days of his life. But what happened is, I know he could ball because his daddy could ball. I played JV basketball when I was in high school, you know what I mean? So I know I passed some genes down. So his son gets on the basketball court, and we're all doing layup drills, something like this. Everybody, you got to do your layup. And I don't know if y'all watch basketball, there is a certain way a man does a layup. When you do a layup, it looks masculine, it looks strong. Arm extended, veins sticking out. You got any type of muscles, they're real fat right now. They're doing their thing. You know, you're stressed out. His son can take a layup.
And I said, I'm not going to lie, his son did like a WNBA layup before it was a WNBA, like before women knew what basketball was. That's how his son did a layup. So I walked up to him and I said, yo, man, either your son, you know, either a mother's boy or that's not your baby. But instead of passing his name, and I don't know, son's trying to solve, he can't make a layup. But give it up for that, man. Bad parent to actually be having on the basketball court in the park. But no, right now, we got my man alive. And let me tell you, my man, right, we go all the way back to seventh grade. This is like my best friend in the whole world. Last week, y'all listened to my other best friend. Just like women got two titties, I got two best friends. This is my man right now. Clemens on the line. Clem, give it up for my man, Clemens!
Hey, Sick. Hey, Sick.
What's going on, man?
Man, why are you talking about my boy like that? Why are you talking about my son like that, man?
Hey, man, I ain't really doing like that. I don't even know who's going to call him now. What's going on, Slope?
I can't call him, bro. How are you?
Hey, I was just sitting here bugging out, telling him we had Rick on the line last week. We got you. Hey, yo, this one thing that me and my boy is doing right now. Hey, Richie, turn down the volume a little bit on the song, because I want everybody to hear this a little bit. Hey, with my man Clem, we got this thing going on, right? This is how it started up. I don't know if a lot of people have seen it, but for Black History Month, they got these pictures that be going around. You might see the one that said, it might say Richie Teller. He was the first person to say, this is my song on the dance floor. And so they were taking all these Black History images and putting things to it. So what me and my boy did, we did like images. Like we might see our own Facebook picture. Like they took one of the pictures of me. If y'all see my website, if y'all see Chicky Chick and everything like that, check me out on Facebook. You see I got my little lips, the way I do my little smirk or whatever. So they might put my life like this, like, oh, the bitches got it from me. This is where they, why they poke their lips out. Got all types of things up there, like my man Rick that was on last week. We still trying to find out whether he was born in Brooklyn or Trinidad. It's a debate. But we got pictures of him. And saying like this, I am free. I am free.
If anybody out there wants to know or see any of these damn pictures we talking about, I got hundreds of them. Please, just get in contact with me, man, for a good chuckle.
We about to just put it out there in all 20-year friendships. If these pictures go out, they're in friendships. Do you understand what in friendship is? Like, yo, it's not funny, son. It's all private. You're like, yo, somebody hacked into my account. They said they hacked into Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, and my account. I don't know what that's doing, but it's not a thing. They broke into my account. So, Clem, what's going on tonight? Yo, what's the topic of this? I've been missing all day. Is there anything that we're talking about right now?
Shit, I don't even know, man. I just knew you was on tonight, so I just called in, you know what I'm saying, check in, see who's good.
Hey, man.
And then next thing I know, I hear you bagging my kid on how he got a feminine layup. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Clem, let's keep it real, right? That joke, like, being a comedian, sometimes things come off your head. I came up with the joke. The story happened like that, but what happened was I put two stories together to make it funnier. The real actual story where it originated from is when we was in high school, and what happened was my cousin came into the high school. Now, mind you, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. My man right here on the line, he can verify this. In high school, we was kind of like the shit. I don't know if you ever seen Saved by the Bell, but that's how we was in high school. He was Zach, I was Screech. I just was looking like that. Like, we were probably like that. That's how I was in high school. We had our own little quick. Big shout out to the L. So all the members of the L, y'all out there listening, so big shout out to the L. So anyway, man, my cousin comes into the high school. So my cousin hyping it up like, yo, did he say Saint Benedict? What did he say? He said, yo, I was sitting up there playing with St. Anthony, St. Benedict, or whatever. I just finished playing. So we're like, word? So everybody hyping it up, like, yo, chick, your cousin say he nice. So mind you, I ain't see my cousin that much and everything like that. So I'm like, all right, my cousin nice. If you say he nice, he nice. Y'all better recognize him as my cousin. He has my last name. He's a singleton. Put it up out there. So we go to the basketball practice. So everything I heard about last story, it was actually real. My cousin goes and do a layup. And he looks just like Kim Hampton.
So we like, what? So, you know, we pop in high school. So right now, everybody's laughing at my cousin. Like, yo, your cousin is fruity. He's a pop tart. He's a you know, all types of stuff. So I'm not trying to be offended because at this time, like, you know, it ain't like how it's acceptable now. Like right now, you can say my cousin's gay and you get applause for it. Back then, you couldn't have, like, a gay cousin when you were so kind of hard yourself because then they start questioning your genes and your toughness. Like, yo, if your cousin got some softness, it's a Twinkie. You got some softness, it's a Twinkie, too. I said, that's not the case. That's not true. I am rock hard like a annihilator.
Pause.
So, yeah, man, so that's how the actual story came up. Then my cousin got mad at me, and we're still beefing from this day from that. We have an
I was
because he couldn't make a layup.
I was just about to say that. Like, y'all still ain't speaking this shit.
Hey, yo, but Tim, check it out. I got another call online. I got my man Elijah. Elijah, what's up? What you on the line, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? How you feeling out there, man? You remember?
I'm doing good. I see you doing a knock-up job over there. I'm just basically calling in just to show some support. That all. Keep doing
that's
your thing.
That's what I'm saying. You press one. It takes nothing for your finger to press one. He's trying to show some support. So since we got you on the line, right, what we got to do is sometimes I got to bring out the comedy. So right now your name is Elisha. Now, do you say your name like the Bible or do you say it like a Muslim? He's Elisha. Or do you say Elijah?
Elijah. Go ahead now. Don't be using me.
No, I'm not going to. Because my son name is Josiah. So my son name is Josiah. But when I try to get fancy on somebody, it's like, what's your son name? I said, Josiah. They say, what? I said, Josiah. They say, what? Josiah. I said, because I make it sound fancy. So you can make your name sound fancy like this. You might lick your lips like LL. You see a girl in the club, and she's like this. Oh, how you doing? What's your name? Do you lick your lips and you go,
like,
yo.
I'm going to start now since you say it.
Hey, that brings me to one good thing. One thing that's been pondering my mind. How is it that nobody ever questioned LL Cool J about having rash on his lips? How could you lick your lips that many times in life and not have rash? I just want to throw that out there because I'm thinking about Elijah right now. He says his name, licking his lips.
Yo.
Elijah, I just made you famous right. Look, understand, it's all comedy jokes, but you're famous right now. Right now, if you walk down the street and you lick your lips and say, my name is Elijah, they're going to be like, oh my God, you're the one from the Fallout comedy show with 50 Cent? Something really do it?
Wow. That's what's up.
Good thing.
All good. I could use all the help I can get.
That's what I'm talking about. We famous right now. Hey, Elijah. I swear, right? That is the best lashing sound effect in the history of the game, yo. Right now, I'm sitting back like this. You know how you tell a joke? And you're like this. That joke might give me 2 laughs, like,
right.
Yo, that clap right there has just, like, really boosted up my thing. Do the clap again.
That's what's up.
I'm buzzing. No. Oh, shit. Hey, look, what the? I never heard that part. Oh, that's what we do my own sound effects. I'm sorry. Hey, yo, man, Elijah, we thank you for calling in, man. Is there anything that you wanted to share? Do you have a joke? You know, last few times I was asking anybody, do they have a joke that they got? Like, oh, right now, you're already famous for licking your lips, even if you don't do it, and you're already famous by having Elijah say it 17 different ways. Right now, you can make yourself even more famous if you told us a good joke right now.
I can't even really mess with it. You know, I can't even talk what you're doing over there.
Hey, man, this is GQ Palace Radio. This is what we do right now. Wait till next week. Next week's show going to be crazy.
Well, I'm going to make sure I Google me some nice jokes for next week.
Hey, there's a lot of things in Google. Make sure you Google something right. Because if my name comes up there, so make sure. What is Elijah's last name? Is his name Muhammad?
What you said?
Is his last name Muhammad?
Don't come at half-ass, huh?
Elijah, you got one of the names like my name is Rakim, but my last name is Stevenson, so it don't match.
My name is... not the Elijah, it's the Christian Elijah.
Oh. That see, you stopped me.
I eat pork all day.
Hold up. I do, but look, right now, music off right now. He's breathing for the pork, son. This
matter
is
of fact,
crazy.
Don't make me
There's one thing that Jersey do, and there's one thing that Jersey don't do. Jersey don't do pork, and Jersey loves club music.
Heard that. Well, Elijah do pork. I'm about to make a ham sandwich now.
Yeah, you got ham on deck? Damn. Hey, I eat pork, but who has ham on deck? Who the hell has ham on deck? You don't have ham, just. You might have ham like, yo, I'm about to have a ham sandwich. Yo, we about to have ham for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. You just don't have ham on deck.
Yeah.
Great. Yo, but I thank you for calling in, Elijah. That's what's up, man.
No problem.
What's up, man? Give it up for Elijah. Give it up for Elijah.
A mess, a hot mess, yo.
Hey, man. Is my man Clem still alive? Yo, you know Clem got minutes. He can't stay on too long. Who the hell still has minute phones? They're giving out phones right now. All types of mobile companies. And you still got a minute phone talking about y'all got hang up. For what? It's Saturday night, it's 12 o'clock in the morning, and you still use a minute? Wow. Could you imagine your phone just going out on you right now? Oh, we're going right left. This is what we're going to do. When you come pick me up, now let me give you my address. 58, you have reached your minute limit. And you just met out of town, don't got a number, nothing more. Man. That's why I got T-Mobile. Let's give a shout out. I just thought about this, you know, as I had to go to the producer of my show. But I was thinking about, since I don't get paid for my show, why don't I do a commercial sponsorship? So right now, we have a commercial that I want to debut on my show. You know, I always try to end off my show real nice. So right now, we're about to play a commercial. And the commercial is not really played no way. I was just listening to this radio show, and this is how they do plugins for their show. So this is how I'm going to get paid. Yeah, this is your boy Chick, the comedian, right now on GQ Palace Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Fallout Comedy 9 and 10. We're talking to you about T-Mobile. Come get all the newest phones. We got free voicemail, free calling, all weekends and nights. Call T-Mobile and get your new phone today. Which is go to your T-Mobile store and get your new device. Give it up for T-Mobile for sponsoring tonight's show for the Chick the Comedian. I had to do it. I told you. I was in tough negotiations for the show. Because you know what happened was, I was a guest on the show. And you know, they called me in. He said, yo, man, Chick, man. Yo, when you got online, it got flooded. People was calling me, emailing me. Yo, they were sending me texts. Yo, they were going crazy over you, son. We have a real following for you right now. So I said, what, boy? Well, I'm not surprised, because this is what I do. I tell jokes for a living. I'm going to do this stuff. There's Kevin Hart, then there's me.
nobody really else. But that's another story for another time of day. So anyway, so we had tough negotiations. So after negotiations, real tough, he bargained, I bargained. We came down with the bargain was, my ass is not getting paid, but I get to do my show 9 to 10. So I said, yo, you know what? Deal, you play a bargain, you feel what I'm saying? Deal. But I never told him that. I said, I'm going to give me commercial sponsorship. So next week's show already is being sponsored by the future of Similarman Starch. Right now, vote the B-line. Vote the B-line for Similarman Johnson. He's paying for tonight's show. Give it up for Similarman Johnson. I really, you know what, man? I really love the fact that I was given the opportunity to do this, man. I always try to leave on a positive note, man. You know, right now, going through my head, even though I have a funky beat going on, I feel like I just want to go through it and step. It's a song that makes you just want to grab somebody and smack them and do whatever. But I'm feeling some right now. I'm feeling some Marvin Sapp. Never would have made it without you, Lord. Never would have made it. Yo, we came to the show on some joke, but we ended another show, Love Relationship, on a serious topic, man. There's a lot of things that's going on in the world right now, man. I try to come on here 9 to 10 to make some funny jokes for y'all, to make y'all feel about, good about how you're living your life right now, man. Everything ain't been so serious, man. I try to keep God first in my life, and he know right now I'm 80-20, man. It's 20% I'm still getting together, and 80% already know what they're doing. But right now, from 9 to 10, you might be dealing with more 20 than you're dealing with 80 right now, man. But I love you all for listening to my show. More people press 1, giving a big shout-out to Rachel, giving a big shout-out to T, giving a big shout-out to Lavina, giving a big shout-out to my man, Richie! Now, man, I love my family. I love GQ Palace. This is your boy, Chicky Chick. All Out Comedy, make sure you listen to this 9 to 10. Like I said, man, I got a lot of community friends, and they're doing their own thing, man. One day, they're going to call and we're going to bug out. But until then, you got your boy Chick the Comedian right now. I'm going to do this for a living. Go look at my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. Look at me on Instagram. I'm going to do this, man. I do shows, man. So this ain't just no nothing around the corner, dude, telling jokes to you right now. I really get paid for this, man, and I really appreciate it right now that y'all all just give it up and just continue to be great, great fans of my show. I love you all, man. GQ Power Radio, one love, Fallout Comedy, 9 to 10. Make sure you follow out the show that we come with Seating Me, 7 to 9, Love and Relationship with my girl, Rachel and T. I love you all, man. Peace. Comedy, this is what we do. I tell jokes for a living. Hashtag, follow me, baby. GQ Palace.
She does it. She's so sad.
Let me show you a few things.